Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's kind of get a lesson currently in the livestock industry, specifically those that raise hogs. And we go down to the Joy area in Biddle Farms, and we speak with Miranda Biddle. So I guess we kind of begin our conversation, Miranda, where you have a certain number of hogs that are ready for market. And we know currently these processing plants in this area have been impacted by COVID-19 employee outbreaks, which means they're not running at full capacity. They've been shut down for a while. We're talking about Smithfield in Monmouth and the Tyson plant in Columbus Junction. So you have livestock ready to go to those locations, but they can't go to those locations because of the slowdown. Tell us what happens or what is going on right now as it relates to your operation.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. That's a great explanation. And just to add to that, too, I want to emphasize this isn't something that happened overnight. We've been experiencing this for weeks, just slowly seeing a reduction in kill as we've had COVID cases spread at the plants and fewer people showing up. So they were slowly decreasing kill up until a couple weeks ago, when first it was, for us, Columbus Junction, and then eventually Monmouth, the Smithfield plant, completely quit killing pigs for a full week. So what happens to us is we need to market pigs every single week. And that is crucial because we have a whole system of pigs. So we need to empty out barns on schedule to make room for the next pigs coming. So basically what's happening is we're having this bunch up of these big pigs, and we can't get them sold, and we have more pigs behind them that are also gaining weight, creating this bottleneck of pigs continuing to get bigger and leaving us no place to take them. Luckily, plants are open now, but they are running at reduced kill and probably will going forward just because of the added safety barriers and measures they've put in for employees, as well as people still calling in and not showing up to work too. So you're
talking about the pipeline and how it works and the equation, I guess, and you raise these pigs to a certain weight when they're ready to go to market. So when they can't get to market at that certain weight or that certain time, that means the producer, right, they have to consider, well, we're going to continue feeding these hogs that are backed up, or two, I mean, the worst case scenario is depopulation. So there are kind of a lot of factors in play, but once the equation kind of gets out of whack with the backup, that's where all these problems continue to come into play, right?
Right. That's exactly the problem. So as we can't get pigs into market for weeks now, they continue to sit in our sheds, eat food. They're gaining weight and gaining expenses. But at a certain point, packers can no longer take those pigs because they'll be too big to even put on a rail within a packing facility. So they really are losing value the longer we keep them, and that's what's putting us in this tough position where are we going to take all these pigs? And we're not the only ones facing this problem. That's the issue, too. It's a whole industry problem, so no one is immune, and everyone has backed up pigs.
Well, and I know some people will say, well, you know, why can't you go to the local meat locker down the street? And I know the short answer is they don't have that type of capacity to deal with 9,000 hogs from that type of operation. So that's really not an option when you look at this type of situation.
Exactly. They're just not set up to handle the amount of pigs we have. And honestly, at this point, we normally do sell to local lockers. Local people like to purchase through us, and they're booked up until fall. So there's really no local outlet, and the only way to purchase a pig directly from us is if you literally knew how to take them in your garage and cut them up yourself, which, I mean, in this day and age, that just isn't a normal thing to know how to do.
And then we were talking, too, off the air. I think you had indicated, and there hasn't been a lot of attention to this issue, the feed aspect of feeding the pig or feeding the livestock. That's an issue right now, too?
Well, yes. So we're trying to adjust diets so pigs aren't gaining as much weight. And to do so, we need flexibility with different ingredients. And that's been a struggle as well because of COVID and the shutdown of other plants. We're seeing the ripple effect and some of the byproducts that we purchase, they aren't able to make because plants higher up in the food chain are also not running.
And then as far as what the capacity is now, I mean, we hear various reports across the country, media from ag media, where capacity is at some of these plants. Where is it at as it relates to you? I know we're talking to you on Friday, May the 8th. So what is your situation as we talk to you right now with in terms of the backup for you guys?
Yeah, so right now, like I said, our loads that we normally sell every week have been shorted for 3-4 weeks now. And like I said, there was a week where we sold absolutely zero loads of pigs, and that's a big deal. So right now we are backed up about 9,000 pigs. And like I said earlier, that number increases because we had pigs behind those pigs that are getting ready to come to market weight.
And then just as far as kind of what you're hearing in terms of the capacity getting better at some of these plants, is it kind of just a wait and see for you guys?
Yeah. You know what? That report changes every single day. What I do know is the local plants we talk to, they want to run. They're trying to do the best they can. And like I said, it changes day to day, but I know they're trying.
All right. Anything else that I didn't ask you that you need to bring attention to in regards to this issue?
I would like to say one more thing. It's been really nice to see all of the support from the community reaching out, people telling us they're thinking about us, trying to purchase a whole hog from us even. It really just makes us feel supported during this tough time, so we really do appreciate that.
So if there is somebody out there listening right now, you mentioned if they want to buy a hog from you and they want to process it, how do they go about doing that?
You can contact our farm office, and we are willing to sell basically a whole pig to you. Our farm phone number is 309-584-4539.
All right. Miranda Biddle with Biddle Farms joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.